Mahit Katan Yerushalmi corresponding to Mahit Katan Bavli, Daf Chaf Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph on the fifth line, Melekoith Batayra. Melekoith Batayra, the Mishnah taught, is prohibited for him to read from the Torah. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Vein Dove Elav Davar, Vafil Dvash Al Torah. Rabbi Yochanan said, the Pasuk says in Eov, Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Gimel, no one said a word to him, and this means even a word of Torah. Am Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Kolgami Elu Tana Lehavamayef. Rabbi Shimon Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, if a deceased would have learned, he would have been protected from death. If so, certainly learning Torah will protect the mourner. Maikadoin, Kaidam Rabbi Yuda, Be'abapazi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, B'Shalihayu Yoidin, B'ma Levtayach Loi, Im Begufoi, Im Mamoinoi, Im Menefesh, Banav Ubnoisov. The Gemara asked, if so, how does Rabbi Shimon Lakish use the Pasuk? He follows Rabbi Yuda Be'abapazi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan that the Pasuk refers to when Eov's friends didn't know what to say in order to comfort him, whether to discuss his physical ailments, his monetary loss, or the death of his sons and daughters. Chad Talmud, Mendur Chista, Ivish Shalachle, trained Talmudin, the Yasnun Ime, is Avid Koimihoin, Kemin Chiyu, Vasakoim Medamech. A student of Chista became sick. Chista sent two students to learn Toyu with him, because as long as they would learn, the angel of death would not have power. When they stopped learning, the student died. Chad Talmud, Mendur Padaya, Ivish Shalachle, trained Talmudin, the Yisnun Ime is Avid Kemehoin Kemin Kaychva Vafsakun Vadamich. A student of Bapadaya became sick. Bapadaya sent two students to learn with him. The angel of death appeared in the form of a snake in front of them. They were shocked and stopped learning, and the student died. Tani Avil Shoinu Bamakum Shoinu Rogil, Kadad Rabyasa Havale Uvda, Shalach Le Rabyochanan, trained Tamidin, the Yisnun Ime, Imishim Dashari, Layadin, Imishim Tele Rogil, Layadin. Advisor says that a mourner may study an area of Torah in which he is not familiar. Rabbi Yasser once became a mourner. Rabbi Yochanan sent him two students to sit with him, either because Rabbi Yochanan permits a mourner to learn, or because he sent them to learn with him an area of Torah in which he wasn't familiar. Rabbi Yasser le ragel ele kagoin ilein mile hoin drabonon devar nash mishtoil behoin v'kayim le kamanda le ragel. The Gemara asked, was Rabbi Yasser unfamiliar with any area of Torah? Rather, they posed questions that required contemplation, therefore it was as if he had not learnt the area before. Rabbi Yosef bar Pitrus, Chamoy de Bishur ben Levi, Kadmaya Havale, Uvda, Shalach, Le, Bar Kapar, trained Tamidin to Yasnime, in Deshari, Layadin, Imishim, Shaya, Lahut, Achatayra, Layadin. Rabbi Yosef bar Pitrus was the first father-in-law of Bishur ben Levi, who ultimately had two wives. He became a mourner, and Bar Kapar sent two students to learn with him. It was unclear whether Bar Kapar permits it, or because of Yosi Bar Pitras were so much desired to learn that Bar Kapar permitted him. The Tanin Kain in Maya Lahut Achatayra Mutter, Al Kol Dava Ha'omu Vatayra, Koyen Metami Yisor Misavel, Hosifu Aleim Echa Vachoisei, Me Imoi Vachoisei, and Asum Misavel, Vainen Avalamitame, Arusosei, La Misavel, Vainen Lamitame. We have a support from Advisor. If the mourner greatly desires to learn, it's permitted. For any relative for whom the Torah permits a Kohen to become impure, a Yisrael mourns. And the sages added that a half-brother or sister to the mother, a married sister, one must mourn and one has a status of Oinim for them, but a Kohen cannot become impure for them. For a person's wife who he merely betrothed, he does not mourn nor become an Oinim, nor can the husband become impure if he's a Kohen. Tani Kalam Shem Mis Ablin Olav Mis Ablin Imoi. The Bible says any relative for whom a person mourns, the mourner's relatives mourn with him. For example, if a father is mourning the loss of his son, his father, means the grandfather, mourns as well. Rav de makas achte ufagad lechai lechi berei amalei kad tisalik legavoi havishalach sandalich. Rav's sister passed away, and he instructed his son Chia and said, when you visit me, remove your shoes. However, when you're not in my presence, you may wear them, as you don't need to mourn. Rav mana haven benoi drabi chanina achi maisin. The children of Rabbi Manah's brother, Rabbi Chanina, passed away. They asked Rabbi Yosi whether Rabbi Manah must turn over his bed, and Rabbi Yosi replied he didn't need to do so. They asked him whether Rabbi Manah should actually sleep on an overturned bed, and Rabbi Yosi replied that he didn't need to. Then they asked him, should Rabbi Manah have recited Krishma and pray? He replied, let's learn it from the following. It says, if a person was burying a body and the time of Krishma arrived, he should move away from the grave, don his tefillin, and recite Kriya Shema and pray. So too, Rav Manah should recite Kriya Shema and pray when he's not in the vicinity of the body. The Gemara asks, when must they overturn the beds? When does the mourning period begin? Meaning that Rav Elazar says, when the body leaves the entrance of the courtyard. Rav Shura says, when they close the grave. When Rav Gamliel died after they removed his body from the entrance of the courtyard, Rav Elazar said to his students, turn over the beds. And when the grave was closed, Rav Shua said to the students, turn over the beds. Chacham said to Rav Yeshua, they have already overturned them according to the ruling of the sage, means according to Rav Elazar. The Erev Shabbos is Zoykev with Mitoisov, but Moitzi Shabbos with Koifon. Before Shabbos, he lifts up his beds, and after Shabbos, he overturns them again. Tani Dagesh Nizkeves Veina Nichbis, Rav Shimon Lazar Ime, Shemet, Kalmanturin Shalah Vadayu. The Vaisa says a couch is left upright and is not overturned, and Rav Shimon Lazar says he must merely untie its straps. Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Shimon Levi, halacha Rav Shimon Lazar. Rav Yosef quoting Rav Shimon Levi said that the halacha follows Rav Shimon Lazar. Rav Yaakov b'acha b'shem Rav Yasa, mita shenakliteha oilim v'yodim imo, shomtan v'dayu. Rav Yaakov b'acha, quoting Rav Yasa, said that if a bed has poles that extend upwards at the head and the foot of the bed in order to be able to spread a canopy on top, it's considered turning over the bed by merely removing the poles, as this law is fulfilled by changing the bed in a way that it no longer is usable in its regular fashion. Ezi mita v'ezi dagish. The Gemara asks what's considered a bed and what's considered a couch. Hamubyumya, kol shemisargin agufa zuhi mita, kol shemisargin agufa zuhi dagish. Rabbi Yehuda said, a bed is made with the straps running over it rather than through holes. The couch has its straps running through holes. V'hatanin and hamita v'ha'arisa. Mishi shufam ba'or hadag, in Masarik hu al gufa le'ezadava hu shofa. The Gemara asks from a Mishnah in Maseches Kalim, the completion of a bed or couch is achieved by smoothing a surface with the skin of a fish. If the straps run over a bed rather than through holes, there's no need to smooth the wood as it's covered with straps. Rav Elazar tipata v'elein al sasa kisraisa de'isla nikvan. Rav Elazar answered, this Mishnah refers specifically to kisarian beds where the straps run through holes.